This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Terror in Lower Manhattan, just steps from ground zero. A truck plowing through a crowd, and the man behind the wheel, an immigrant here on what's called a diversity visa.
That's right. President Trump now ordering DHS to ramp up extreme vetting even more. Griff Jenkins is live in Washington, D.C. with that part of the story. Good morning, Griff.
Good morning, Jillian and Todd. A swift response from the president using his preferred means of direct communication with the American people. First reacting in a series of tweets, he wrote, "In New York City, looks like another attacked by a very sick and deranged person. Law enforcement is following this closely. Not in the USA," continued. "We must not allow ISIS to return or enter our country after defeating them in the Middle East and elsewhere. Enough." Then announcing actions he's taken, writing, "I have just ordered Homeland Security to step up our already extreme vetting program. Being politically correct is fine, but not for this." Now, we will learn more about what the president means by that, but in the latest executive order on the travel to the United States, Uzbekistan, where this attacker came from in 2010, is not on the list of some 11 countries currently receiving enhanced vetting measures, but it is a largely Muslim country, and like his original travel order, which was labeled a Muslim ban by critics, this latest action will likely receive scrutiny, reaction from lawmakers like Lindsey Graham, who had this to say.
So I talked to the president tonight. He is right to make sure that when somebody comes into our country from a place where radical is Islam, and that's the enemy, thrives, that we're going to ask extra hard questions. He's also right to look at this as a war.
Finally, the first lady also took to Twitter. She was in New York yesterday writing, "My heart breaks for New York City." She returns to the White House today. Todd, Jillian.
You know, Griff, I was doing a lot of reading about this diversity visa program and the fact that, you know, in a year, it can provide up to 50,000 people permanent residence into the United States. They're selected randomly. Griff, I understand they have to go through interviews. They have to have a high school degree or equivalent of. They have to have work experience. But a lot of people are saying at this point in time in 2017, this program just doesn't serve our national interest.
You know, that's right, Jillian. And one of the things, a key element they're going to be looking at in this enhanced interrogation or vetting measures, I should say, is simply the social media aspect. The number of some 45,000 admissions of refugees that you mentioned there, it was double under the Obama administration, but now it's going to be much less, and they're going to take a deeper dive into the social media, which we may yet learn there were signs from this attacker.
Absolutely. Thanks.
Well, you know, the thing is, I know I had several people go, well, a diversity visa, I never heard of that before. Okay, well, get ready. This is all part of this, part and parcel of what President Trump is trying to do on behalf of the American people. I mean, last time we checked, I mean, his most important job is to defend and protect the United States and its citizens, according to our U.S. Constitution. And, you know, he's saying, look at, like, any reasonable... And I say it's a reasonable consideration of somebody who is in charge and been given this task is that you want to call time out and say, let's get our arms around this. This thing's gotten out of control. I mean, for a long time, you know, hey, we the people didn't even know about a diversity visa. We're not even looking at the right numbers as to, you know, immigration, the impact that it's having on our communities, plus and negative. You know, we hear instances like this, and, I'm like you. I'm not ready to throw the baby out with the bathwater here, but I agree with Donald Trump is that we need to consider what it is that we're setting ourselves up for. And as Sebastian Gorka mentioned, you know, this lone wolf concept is ridiculous. I mean, we're fooling ourselves. And even John Guandolo, you know, echoed those sentiments as well, is that we are ignoring, flat out ignoring the obvious signs here. And at what expense? another 8 more people to die as a result of this kind of stinking thinking? That's what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen. But look, you have a voice, and it needs to be heard. This is Bill Martinez. We're 5 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Jennifer Carroll joins us now, best-selling author of When You Get There, an autobiography, and political analyst providing unbiased analysis of political issues, ballot initiatives, government, local, and national races. Jennifer, always good to have you with us. As the former lieutenant governor of Florida, the state of Florida. I'm in California these days, here watching Game 7 of the World Series, which did not fare too well for the Boys of Blue, but for Houston, you know, for all that they've gone through, they've got something to celebrate for.
Appreciate you having me on.
Yeah. Well, good to have you here. Of course, what is top of the list that people are talking about is this whole diversity program, Jennifer. I don't know how much more diverse that you want to get. You know, reasonable people have been saying, look, we have these clear and present dangers that continue to pop up. I mean, we've got so many lone wolves. It's like, what are we? Are we missing the pack somewhere, or what's going on here?
Well, here's the thing that baffles me is that 20 years ago, Chuck Schumer, Kennedy, and others, including the Republicans who voted for Schumer.
Yeah, John McCain. John McCain was among them.
And President Bush signing it into law that thought that this country needed to import other people from various countries for diversity. When we had a diverse population, we still have a diverse population, from Native Americans to Indians to Asians to Caribbeans to Africans to Europeans. So why did they feel they needed to socially engineer a different segment of diversity? Did they not see around them had a diverse population? Are they so disconnected from the rest of society that they didn't know America was already diverse and had a growing population of diversity?
Exactly.
So that really baffles the mind. The other thing is the political gamesmanship that's played with this. Now, Donald Trump is absolutely right in putting a halt to this diversity visa lottery program, as well as pushing it back to the Congress for the Congress to do their darn job. Over, 10 years ago or so, the Congress tried to get rid of it because it was a national security concern that these people cannot be properly vetted. There's no vital statistics in these countries where they're trying to have this diversity visa lottery program coming from. There's no knowledge as to any radicalization that these people have been encountered with in their countries. And this is like a luck of the draw. So since when are we so desperate as a nation that we have to go luck of the draw at the expense of our national security for the safety and security of these people, the people in this country, Well, we're not doing proper vetting to know that these people are really, like Donald Trump said, the best and brightest to come in to be a plus to the United States. These people are coming in for low-end jobs. We
right.
have a lot of minorities that are fighting for low-end jobs.
Well, that was the thing. I mean, this driver, I mean, he was an Uber driver. You know, he wasn't a doctor. He wasn't some scientist. I mean, this whole diversity program, Jennifer, I've likened it to immigration roulette. You know, really, when you think about it, because what is it subjecting we the people to? And as Gary Bauer says, he says ISIS won the lottery on this deal. And how many other potential, you know, so-called, you know, lone wolves who are just ripe for the picking? You know, this guy was supposedly he was radicalized over the internet. Now, I maintain that if this is the background that you come from, It is a bit precarious. What are the chances of you being able to be radicalized if this is what you grow up, if this is what you've known and you've grown up with?
Well, that's the key. You would have had that instilled in you from where you came from. You don't just go on the internet and become radicalized.
Right.
It's something that's instilled in you either from birth or what you've learned along the way. And in 7 years for him to turn on the United States, who gave him freedom and liberties and an opportunity to do better for himself. And then, too, the chain migration. Let's not forget.
Yes.
In this time that he's been a legal resident, he's been able to bring in his family members. And those family members have been able to bring in their family members. And who knows how many of his family members, an extension of family members, were able to come in here. And are they, too, some sort of have been radicalized along the way? So that's just this terrorist. What about others that have come in under the 50,000 plus of diversity visa lottery, under the diversity visa lottery that we don't even know about?
Mm-hmm.
And their chain migration of family members.
Right. Well, Gary Bauer again points out that 45%, I mean, this number, I knew it was high, but I didn't think it was this high. He says 45% of California households don't even speak English.
And that's the problem with assimilation. These folks are not coming in here being required to speak English, being required to understand our civics and democracy without having any requirement as other countries do when you come in. So, therefore, we are not promoting assimilation into the United States. When I migrated here with my parents at the age of 8, that was a requirement. We had to know our civics in order to pass the test for the naturalization. We
right.
had to, well, we spoke English because we came from a Caribbean island.
Mm-hmm.
But what's going on in this country with our elected officials when they swore to, when they swore their oath to office, they swore to the Constitution, they swore to this country, the people of this country, not
right.
other nations.
Yes, to serve and protect. And what have they done now? They've got into this social engineering concept that comes out of the cocktail parties of the Beltway, and it's a lousy theory. And, you know, as you say, 10 years ago, they tried to, you know, get rid of it. But this is a problem, you know, as Ronald Reagan said, that's about the closest thing to eternal life is a bureaucracy.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got this set up, but now it sticks out glaringly. And with Donald Trump at the helm, maybe we can get rid of this thing once and for all. I mean, you know, the reason the immigration system is broken, and somebody asked me, I said, well, it's broken because they're breaking the law. You know, and it's not the illegal immigrants breaking the law. It is our very own legislators that have allowed the law to be broken. And then they wonder why they've got a tiger by the tail and it's not working out. And you've got programs like this, as you say, where people are coming in unvetted. It's not even with the same program. If you said, all right, we're going to use the same parameters as any legal immigrant coming in wanting to be a citizen of the United States here. We're going to use the same parameters, okay? You've got to be self-sustaining. You've got to, you know, there's a question of assimilation. You've got to, you know, make some moves to, you know, demonstrate that you're learning the language, that sort of thing. And also that you've got something positive to offer here. But if it's just to come here and live off of, you know, the hard work and the sweat of the citizens of America, then, hey, you know, we understand that you want to live here, but you don't have anything to offer.
Well, this is very true. And if the immigrant is going to be a negative to the country in which they're coming to, then that is not a plus to the citizens who are hardworking, paying into Social Security, paying into Medicaid, paying into Medicare, and folks just come over as luck of the draw and be able to collect these things where many workers have worked for years that can't even bank on Social Security being there for their retirement. That is unfair to the American public. these elected officials need to put the priority for the American people in America first.
Again, as Gary Bauer cites, he says the diversity lottery is yet another example of the left's belief that America is flawed and must be fundamentally transformed. Where have you heard that before?
They need to go and go somewhere else where they think it's better.
Exactly, without a doubt. Well, we've allowed people to come in from third world nations. The name Diversity Lottery says it all. This is not a skills-based program, not merit-based whatsoever. Jennifer Carroll, the former lieutenant governor of Florida, is with us. We've got more from her on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series, What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Can't stand the heat? Get out of the kitchen. Bill Martinez, live.
Bad.
why. It does suggest a vector of radicalization, but we were talking earlier about, you know, did this guy lose a job? Was he having family problems? Or what was the kind of thing that produced a cognitive opening for him to embrace these ideas? Because it's not typical to embrace these ideas. Usually there's some kind of event in somebody's life that allows them to be open to these
ideas. But if he was online, Peter, and looking at ISIS videos, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi and others talking about what Muslims should be doing to kill the infidels because Muslims are dying in Iraq, he may have been inspired by that.
I think it's more than that, because lots of people look at ISIS videos, very few of them go out and kill innocent strangers. So, you know, I think there's something more. We haven't quite looked. There's something more about this guy's story that we're going to find out that prompted this kind of extraordinary act.
And during an interview with law enforcement in the hospital, he had shots in his abdomen. Saipov said he felt good about what he had done and asked to display an ISIS flag in his hospital room at Bellevue Hospital.
It is mad, isn't it? Jennifer Carroll is with us, best-selling author, the former lieutenant governor for Florida, and also in the state legislature for over 7 years, and a small business owner as well. You know, Jennifer, you hear, you know, these pundits, you know, these social engineers trying to, you know, fix stupid, as they would say. I mean, you know, we spend too much time. It's like, look at this guy created a heinous act. You know, you want to I don't understand the exercise of analysis. You know, I think we spend so much time and maybe we do that because we want to try to cover our own ineptitude, or even our own alliance with stuff that just doesn't make sense.
Well, it also shows that we have poor leadership in every sense of the way, because a good leader will acknowledge when a problem exists, whether they created it or otherwise, and seek ways to fix it. And every time we turn around and a problem is unveiled, it's a good thing that President Trump is in office, because a lot of this, look how many years this diversity visa lottery program has been going on, and we really didn't know about it. And since President Trump has gone into office, a lot of the shenanigans that have been done that is counter to national security, counter to the productivity of the American people, have been unveiled. So the truth lifting has been there because of Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. And also, too, Mayor de Blasio, it's understood that this terrorist who drove this truck into the people, innocent people on the bike path there in New York City, he was attending a mosque in New Jersey that was under surveillance by the FBI for years.
Yes.
And when Mayor de Blasio came into office, he shut down the surveillance that the FBI in New York City was doing.
They're in Paterson, New Jersey, exactly.
So what are you trying to hide, claiming that this is profiling? Mm-hmm. If it's known that these people have had radical messages and the FBI has this on surveillance, and you know that these people would tend to be engaged in some sort of radicalization, why would you shut down under the disguise of racial profiling that you don't like that, knowing very well that it could lead probably to some sort of terror attack on your New Yorkers?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And so Mayor de Blasio himself, plus the Congress, have really blood on their hands when you're looking at, you could have done preventive measures or been a little bit more prudent in following these people and surveilling these people and really keeping an eye on these folks and their whereabouts as to what they're doing. Additionally, the people in this terrorist community protected him.
Mm-hmm.
They knew what was going on. So how can you have something for so long going on, no one's saying anything, and then we have 8 dead people and injured, and now their families are permanently impacted by this that it should not have been? First of all, from the diversity visa lottery program in letting anybody and everybody in without proper vetting. Mm-hmm. Then the chain migration of all these other extended family members that have been able to come in and going to a mosque that is known to radicalize or to have radical teachings. Mm-hmm. How could we have let that happen? It's failed leadership.
Well, exactly. And the whole concept of a lone wolf, I mean, last time I checked, the nature of wolves is they travel in packs. Mm-hmm. There may be one that gets out of the pack in this particular case, but if you're going to use that analogy, then you better go. That was my question to you early on, is that are we going, you know, to the source of these, like at Paterson, New Jersey? And I understand people get a little nervous when you call out a mouse like that, but look, you got to call it for what it is. If that's where where the wolves are coming from, then what are we doing here? You know, I'm sure the FBI is on top of it, but, you know, as you say, as being reported, that Mayor de Blasio himself was the one who canceled the surveillance program on this very mosque. Thank you very much. So, and the other question that I have here, Jennifer, is that, you know, like they do in the Middle East, is this guy's family now rewarded? Are they being taken care of by ISIS or some other entity that rewards the family for what their, you know, what their son did here to the infidels?
Well, I am quite sure, because ISIS is certainly taking credit for mm-hmm. this action, and it's just letting us know that we have soft targets. When we have an incident like in Las Vegas, immediately, instead of looking at how we could have prevented or moving forward preventive measures, the liberals attack having guns. They want to take away guns from everybody. Are they going to now want to take away Home Depot trucks from everyone?
Yeah, exactly.
We cannot prevent all, but we can certainly thwart these events, and we need to make sure that if we are surveilling people, that we're doing it the right way. Does the FBI have the either proper resources and or authority to do their job? Because if we're going to play politics and say we have to tap dance and tiptoe around if we have a known suspected terrorist, but we have to wait until they do something because the law doesn't give us or the authority doesn't give us the right to go and apprehend someone and question them now without a political backlash, that is very problematic if that happens, because, again, we're not going to be able to get to stop these sort of incidents before they happen.
Well, I know authorities in Israel look at what the United States has been going through, and they just shake their heads. Mm-hmm. They just go, you know, maybe eventually they'll get it. You know, I grew up at a time, Jennifer, when, you know, we went to the movies, and you had these Westerns, right, these spaghetti Westerns that were on the big screen. Mm-hmm. And the first question they asked, you know, when somebody came into the city, are you here to help us? Are you a good guy or a bad guy, basically? You know, and we don't ask that question. We say, okay, we'll open the door. And the ironic thing is, all of this stuff was done to ameliorate the reaction that people had after 9/11. And President Bush, you know, in his sense of compassion and his heart and everything, you know, bought into this idea that if we went into this diversity program and brought other people into the country, that somehow that would, you know, that would soften the blow. It would demonstrate to everybody that we're good people, we're reaching out and this sort of thing. But it's like, wait a minute, you know, now after almost 2 decades, can't you see what you've done? Is you spoiled the broth. You brought in bad elements into the recipe here.
Well, 10 years ago, the Congress and government officials said that there was fraud in this diversity program and mm-hmm. is also national security, but yet still the Congress could not do their job to get rid of the program. Now President Trump is saying, get rid of it, Congress, and I want it to end now. That's the type of leadership that we need at the executive level to make things happen for the betterment of this country. Mm. You cannot tell me that through the chain migration that these people are being properly vetted. They're
no
being
question.
Able to come in because of their connection with the first link.
Exactly. And I'll tell you, we're going to keep an eye on these activist judges and see what else they do to block what this president is trying to do in terms of securing our national interest on behalf of we the people. Jennifer Carroll, best-selling author and former lieutenant governor out of Florida. Jennifer, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Bill. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Take care.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. Again, that's 800-211-8392.
Message and data rates may apply.
Sick of hair loss, thinning hair, bald spots? Ever thought about hair restoration? It's a life-changing decision. Thankfully, the first step is incredibly easy and absolutely free because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals just how easy and affordable their permanent solution to hair loss really is. Get yours by texting EASY44 to 85850. You'll see for free just how great your hair could look. Plus, we'll also give you a free gift card when you text EASY44 to 85850. Join the men and women all over the country who have come to Bosley, the world's most experienced hair restoration expert, for their permanent solution to hair loss. If you've ever thought about getting your hair back, don't miss this incredible offer. We're giving away an invaluable information kit absolutely free, plus a gift card for $250 off to everyone who texts EASY44 to 85850. That's EASY44 to 85850.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. It's always great to have you along with us. And we're going to talk about our smart homes. You know, it seems like we've been hearing about smart homes, you know, for so long. But actually, they've become so smart that you can't live without them, that you just can't live in a dumb home anymore, I guess. But the intelligent home is here. You know, your home temperature, lighting, security, appliances, and entertainment can be easily controlled, optimized, and automated simply using your phone, tablet, or computer. Smart home technology is now affordable, like I said, indispensable. Look at the latest smart options and learning home devices. We're going to do that right now with Danny Lippert, known to audiences as host of the Emmy-nominated, nationally syndicated Today's Homeowner TV show, now in its 20th season. And, of course, we've got his daughter, Chelsea. I say, of course, because, you know, she's all part of the program now anymore because Danny can't get on this show unless he brings Chelsea with him. Hey, always good to have you both here, and appreciate you taking the time to tell the folks how we can smarten up the homes. I mean, you know, you just can't live with a dumb home anymore, huh?
That's exactly right. And I'll tell you, it's so much easier now than it has been in the past. And there's so many do-it-yourself friendly devices that you can install on the home. And it's also getting past the gadget phase. There's, you know, it used to be that that's one of the things that drove the smart home is gadgets and showing things off to your friends. But now the practical aspect of it has really gotten into every device that you can install.
Chelsea, and it's not like you have to be a graduate of MIT. I mean, the app-friendly devices that are available, gosh, even a guy like me can make my dumb home into a smart home.
I have the utmost faith that you can do it, Bill.
Well, thank you, Chelsea. I appreciate it. So now, you know, to that end, what are some of the things around the house that you can control with your smartphone?
Well, you know, one of the things that people really started appreciating is being able to control their temperature within their home. You know, whether they're sitting in their easy chair watching a ball game and you don't even want to get up to go to the thermostat, you can control it on your phone. But more importantly, you can design and adapt your heating and cooling system to your lifestyle by using your smartphone and an app. Recently, we worked with our friends at Carrier on their Infinity Control Series, and it's pretty cool. It's like a miniature, like a mini flat-screen television that is for the thermostat, but you can control the humidity. You can check the temperature on the inside or outside of your home. You can even have a variable speed option that will only have the system working as hard as you need it. So that's where it starts making sense, because it drives your energy costs down by just not costing that much money. It's really a cool way of going. The other thing I like about it, Bill, is whatever you're seeing on your screen at the thermostat on your wall at home is the same thing you see on your phone. So very, very easy to use.
So, Chelsea, if you've got one of those smart dogs at home that's been messing around with a thermostat, you know firsthand who's doing it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, let's talk about lightning, Chelsea. I want to get you in here. The choices for light bulbs these days are overwhelming. Just picking out the right light bulb can be a challenge, right?
Oh, my gosh. Walking down that light bulb aisle can be so intimidating. But we've worked with the folks at GE, and they have some great new packaging and some great new quality high-definition light bulbs that are available now, and they have them labeled for each different room in your home. So you're going, you're shopping for lights for your kitchen, then you're going to want to pick up their reveal light. And there's even a little picture of a kitchen on the back of the box, so you know that you're getting the right light bulb for the right space in your home.
Well, Danny, you know, if GE can come up with that light bulb that, you know, sheds 15 pounds just by putting up a light bulb, I'm in, you know. What do you think? I'm just kidding with you. I mean, I'm just thinking, hey, the way they've been advancing with the stuff that they've been coming up with, I think that's next. I mean, put this light bulb on and you'll look 15 pounds lighter, huh? Chelsea, I think we may, great idea. Chelsea, I think we may have hit on something here. Let's patent that, all right?
Yeah, let's get patented before someone else steals it.
I can see that on late night infomercials right now, you know?
Yes. Buy them now, plus you get knives with it, too. Hey, Danny, how about, let's talk about some more advantages that you're seeing with home technology.
Well, you know, there's so many lighting controls that are available, and I'll tell you, Chelsea recently installed a Leviton switch that is Wi-Fi enabled, to where if she's coming home from work and it's dark, she can turn the light on inside her home. Several different light fixtures. Actually, one of them is a little plug-in module that you simply just plug into your outlet, plug anything you want into it, like a radio or any type of lamp, and then you can control it as well. So, you know, it's not only just the convenience and the comfort of coming into a home that's already lit up, but it's also that security aspect of it that's so key to so many people these days that you're real. And you can even, with this particular app that she has, which again is a free app, you can actually set a schedule for the lighting that it comes on and off at prescribed times or a variety of times, so that it shows the bad guys that something's going on in the house and to leave that house alone.
Exactly. Chelsea, I guess it's really nice. You come home and you got the mood set and everything's all ready for you to go. And all you need is just the wine and a good meal, right?
I was going to say, Bill, this the little plug-in module is perfect for a crock pot. You put your food in the crock pot, and then at noon you turn it on and it cooks for 6 hours. I got my lights on. I got my hot food ready for me when I pull into the driveway.
Well, who said that technology can't welcome you home? I mean, this is kind of a neat idea. And as you say, Danny, it puts the bad guys on notice that the crock pot that's cooking is not for them.
Exactly. And, you know, the thing that's so encouraging is it's so do-it-yourself friendly. And it's not all or nothing. You can buy just one light module from Leviton, plug it in, and control it. Again, it's a free app. So you have that first step. Then you may end up with three or four of those. You may end up with then adding a few switches here and there. And so that way you can just go a little at a time. And then I also love music. And to be able to have technology to be able to control your music with all of the Bluetooth-capable devices that are out there, you're able to control that through your phone. Now it really starts making sense to have have this connected type home without spending a lot of money or spending a lot of hours looking at a manual and how to use all this stuff. It's so intuitive and so easy to use.
Exactly. Well, Chelsea, you know, when people are starting to hear about this and going, you know, this sounds pretty simple, explain to them how simple it is and how they can get started.
Well, like Dad said, just downloading apps through your app store. The light switches are just changing out a few wires. All you have to do is turn off your breaker before you open up your light switch box. And then the plug-in from Leviton is literally plugging it into your wall and then plugging a lamp into that. The thermostat, depending on your comfort level, you can install that yourself as well.
Well, it's all about raising the IQ quotient of your homes, and it's getting easier all the time, isn't it, Danny?
Oh, yeah, it certainly is. And I've seen so many people embracing this. It used to be, you know, let's say a bit of a millennial effort that people of that age group are really going after it. But now I see older and older people that are getting involved in this because, again, to be able to have that convenience of turning the porch light on, turning any other light on, these type of things, is pretty neat to be able to do that. And the bottom line is most of these devices will allow you to save a little money on your energy bill. That resonates with everybody.
Well, Chelsea, because it's only appropriate to do, we always give the women the last word, so we're going to let you have the last word here on this. Tell everybody. See, I'm learning well, Danny. See, this is working out.
Yeah, good.
Yeah,
there you go.
So you get to tell us where we need to go for more information.
You can always drop by our website 24/7 at todayshomeowner.com.
Well, it's just that simple. Danny Lipford and Chelsea have been with us. Always good to have them talking about how to smarten up your home. Hey, guys, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Good stuff here.
Thanks,
all right, take care.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The country, on your smartphone, and around the world. You've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. We got a special treat for you. We're going to talk FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, with an expert who is the author of The Unfinished Life, John F. Kennedy, 1917 to 1963, Nixon and Kissinger, among other books. And his latest book is on FDR, A Political Life. Robert Dalek joins us right now. Robert, how are you?
Good. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, Robert, great to have you here to write about this iconic president. So much has already been written about him. Clearly, he is the undisputable, one of the top three presidents of our 230, plus years of this country.
Yep, I agree. Certainly went through an extraordinary period in the country's history, 12-plus years in the presidency. The Great Depression, the onset and fighting of World War II, Pearl Harbor, a war in which took over 50 million lives in various countries, was a defining moment in the 20th century history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. You talk about a man for the season. It was definitely FDR for what he had to deal with. I mean, here is a man who, for all intent and purposes, he needed the job of the president like maybe he needed a hole in the head. I mean, you know, he was already set. Far as his family, his life, finances, that sort of thing. Why would he want to be president of the United States?
Well, he was a patrician, and like his cousin Theodore before him, he had a sense of noblesse oblige, that the object of a patrician like him should be to serve mm-hmm. the country, and that
yes.
he loved being president. And the fact is that he worked extraordinary changes in the life of the nation. You know, when he came into office in 1933, March 33, the country was in an awful depression. There was 25% unemployment in the country, and people were afraid of starving. And banks were collapsing. People who had were losing their life savings. And Roosevelt said, "We must be prophets of a new order," and he promised a new deal. And he didn't know exactly what he was going to do, but he was he said he was like a quarterback on the football team. He would try one play. If it didn't work, he'd move on to another one. And that's what he did. And he tried a variety of things. But what's so striking is that in the first 100 days of his presidency, and that's where this 100-day idea comes from, that started every presidency you get this
ever since, right?
Ever since. But in those 100 days, Roosevelt put across 15 major pieces of legislation, a federal emergency relief administration to ease the suffering of the unemployed and the destitute. In those days, women and the young women in the New England textile industry would work for 7.5 cents an hour. Imagine. If they could get a 10-hour day, they could make 75 cents. And they were eager for that, because 75 cents went a long way in the midst of that depression. And so what Roosevelt did was to struggle to help people in that terrible economic situation. And what's interesting, of course, is that he didn't overcome the depression. It wasn't until industrial mobilization in 1940 that really pulled the country out of the economic collapse. Indeed, as late as 1940, there had been still something like 10 million people unemployed. And anyway, what he did, though, was to humanize the American industrial system, because the Tennessee Valley Authority, which turned that region of the South into a more prosperous area, the WPA and the PWA, they built roads, they built post offices, they built libraries, they built airports, and the dams that promoted conservation across the country and gave people employment. The National Youth Administration, which gave training to young people so that they could lead a more productive life. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, to assure that the money people had in banks was not lost, because many people in the Depression were losing their life savings when banks collapsed. And he was just so sensitive to a federal housing law that would provide loans to people so they could keep their homes, that farmers could keep their farms. And it was a real struggle to help people survive that depression. But as I said, Social Security, the wage and hours law, minimum wage, maximum hours, these were put in place by that New Deal, and they're with us to this day. And who would give them up? It's really part of the national landscape.
Yeah, without a doubt, what he was able to do, I mean,
the only president elected for four terms, and what he was able to do. And, what I drew from your book, Robert, is that, as you say, the president looked at, considered his job like a quarterback. He, would try a play if it worked. And my impression was that in looking back at all presidents, and, of course, you've become quite the authoritarian when it comes to presidential history, the thing that struck me is, like, this is like on-the-job training. I mean, where do you go to prepare yourself to become president of the United States?
There's no way to do that. You can't teach anybody how to be a successful politician or president. But, I love that story that my friend Arthur Schlesinger, the historian, used to tell, that John Kennedy invited him to come to the White House to serve on his staff. And Schlesinger said, what will I do there? And Kennedy said, I don't know, Arthur. I don't even know what I'll be doing there, but you can bet we're supposed to be busy more than 8 hours a day. Well, the point is that they don't know exactly what they're going to do, but the best presidents feel their way, and they respond to conditions as they emerge. And as you said, Roosevelt saw himself as the quarterback on the football team. He tried one play. If it didn't work, he'd move on to another. And people appreciated that. They liked the idea that he wasn't, because Herbert Hoover, who had preceded him, was much too rigid about how he was approaching the Depression and the economic dislocations that enveloped the country. And Roosevelt, he enjoyed a kind of appeal, popularity with his fireside chats. And after he died, somebody stopped Mrs. Roosevelt on the street and said, I miss the way your husband used to speak to me about my government. Or a man who stood by the railway track as the train carrying his body back to Hyde Park passed, and he was sobbing. Somebody said to him, did you know the president? And he said, no, but he knew me.
He knew me.
Can you imagine that saying? Anyone saying that about any politician now? It's so changed.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, FDR connected, and here he is. Very wealthy in his own right, and people, historically have looked and said, "What is a man who was so wealthy? How could he connect with the masses in the manner in which he did?" For me, being a broadcaster most of my life, Robert, I appreciate the power of the microphone and the spoken word. And FDR was a force unto himself because he connected with people. And I think that really sums up, what that man said is that he didn't necessarily know him, but that Roosevelt knew him. I mean, that's very powerful.
Right. It is. It really speaks volumes about communication. Roosevelt did it with radio. John Kennedy did it with television. He was the first one to hold live televised press conferences, you see. And Trump now has done it with this business of the tweets.
Social media. Exactly.
Social media.
Yeah, we can always look forward to change as it keeps on going in this dynamic life we live in. Franklin D. Roosevelt, A Political Life, Robert Dalek, has been number one New York Times best-selling presidential biographer, has been our guest. Robert, thank you so much. Been an honor.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Water is the single